feel like a trapped rat or what?
Oh my gosh. It's only one day and I already feel crazy.
Yeah, I know. They say the divorce rate went up in China.
You saw that?
It's going to go up in this house too. Oh, that was the cue for the music, but it didn't work.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You get the idea?
Yes, that's
you
nice.
Get it?
Yes,
divorce
of course.
Rates.
Of course. Why would we be ready on time? Why would we be ready? That won't happen in this house.
Work. It won't happen.
No, of course not.
La está botando, la está acabando, la está matando.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 chiquitita. Como me gusta esa niña.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet.
Irish song.
Oh, okay.
As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was
okay,
feeling
guys,
gay.
So
great song.
O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride.
It's about an Irish guy
died.
They said
it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another.
This guy
and
died?
Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
They're all happy. They're all having a party after this guy died.
Wow.
Canada's Irish.
Yep. Hey, guys, say happy St. Patrick's Day, even though there is no St. Patrick's Day parade this year.
There's no world right now,
yeah,
by the way.
You know what? You're right. You're right. And the bars are shut down.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah. The bars
That's
are shut down.
That's how they show their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Okay.
Every scene in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. It's a great scene.
Okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys. You know what? I know a lot of people are making corned beef at home. Some of the restaurants, Jeff, we're going to mention a couple at the end, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants, they're closed, but they still have takeout service.
She's Carolina.
Oh, by the way, I ain't Carolina.
I'm JJ.
You're Jeff Jensen, okay? Hey, guys, listen. So we will talk coronavirus maybe later on the show.
Yeah.
I just don't want to make this whole show about coronavirus because...
The whole world's about coronavirus.
It is.
Because everybody's inside right now.
It is. But I just want to have people like, you know, okay, let's listen to the Carolina Carrillo Show podcast. What's everyone talking about? Why is it so
popular? It's St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah, it is St. Patrick's Day.
Well, they stopped the hearse on George Street outside Sundance Saloon. They all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon.
Jeff, you know what? I am not a beer.
I love this song.
I'm not a beer drinker, but years ago, my best friend Eileen Cohen, we went to a bar, okay, and they had green champagne.
Green champagne.
Yeah, I don't know how they made
green it. Green beer is big today.
Yeah, green beer. Yeah, that's a big thing. But we're champagne drinkers.
This takes me back to my days of being the head DJ at Houlihan's in Roosevelt Field Mall.
Really?
Okay, yeah. This is pre-Caroline, I believe. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And, without a doubt. Yeah. Other girls.
Yeah, tell me some more. Yes.
So
hold on. Before you go on, we have an interview coming up in a couple minutes. Catalina Viteri, right, Jeff?
Yeah, she's calling in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, she's starring in a new movie. She's also starring in another movie with Bruce Willis. So we'll get her. We'll talk to her for a couple minutes, and then we'll go back to St. Patrick's Day and coronavirus.
Yes.
Yeah. And Jeff told me some good news. Guys, everyone's getting a check, right, Jeff?
Oh, the government's going to give you money.
Woo-hoo!
Listen, the government's going to give everybody money. This is when the people who complain about socialism are going to be really happy because, society is going to help everybody. They're going to mail.
Is that confirmed or is this rumors?
No, it's not confirmed yet, no.
Okay, but if everyone gets a check, what does that mean? Everyone gets the exact same amount or what?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's going to get the same amount of money.
All right, really? Okay.
I really don't know yet. I haven't worked it out with the government yet.
Yeah, because
I haven't spoken to them yet.
I saw a lot of posts on Instagram saying, Italy, the Italian government has helped all of Italy. They said people don't have to pay their mortgage right now, don't have to pay their bills. They are getting money.
They claim Italy was slow to react because I didn't know this, but that all the Italian goods that you get are made by Chinese, supposedly, in Italy. This is what I heard, and that's why it spread so quickly in Italy, because these people fly back from China to Italy where they live.
I don't want to.
They're saying it's racist if they call it a Chinese virus, but it did start there. It's not a Chinese virus,
I was reading, Jeff, a couple of days ago.
Yes.
How it actually started was a woman went to China.
Yes.
Then come back, and I believe it was Illinois. Came back to her partner.
It's Illinois. No, we don't say the S.
Illinois, apparently. And had mad sex with her husband or boyfriend or husband, whatever it is. Is it okay?
I heard she ate a bat. Is that?
Anyway, guys.
That was the rumor going on.
We have Catalina Viteri on in a couple seconds, okay? So
don't eat bats, everybody, okay? Don't eat bats. Don't drink Corona beer. Oh, wait, no, you can drink Corona.
Oh, God, that's so silly. Hey, by the way, so yesterday, before she calls in, Jeff, I'm like, I'm going to be stuck in this house 2 weeks, right? Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm going to go. I drink a glass of wine a night, okay? Yeah. I'm not an alcoholic, but I do drink a glass of wine, okay? Yeah. We have none in the house. So I said, you know, let me go to the liquor store real quick. Jeff, all the liquor stores are shut down. But they do open the door, say, like, it's a secret. What do you want?
I'm like, they ask you, and they give it to you. Like when I used to go buy pot at these stores.
Exactly.
You'd have to go in through the brown door. And you'd have to have a code word.
Really?
You'd say like Looney Tunes. Okay, here's your weed.
Anyway, so yesterday I go, and it's an Asian guy.
Long time ago.
And he had a mask on, and he knows me. He opens the door a crack. What do you want? I'm like, can I get 3 bottles of Pinot Grigio? He goes, okay, and slams the door.
He knew which one you got, right?
I told him which ones I wanted. So he comes back out with the bags. And it gives me the price. And I had to, like, squeeze my credit card through the door.
Really?
He barely opened it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a little slot to handle my money for the pod. Actually, when I went to this one place I used to go to, it was a shutdown pizzeria. You'd walk in and they had a counter and they had the pot on the counter.
Yeah.
And then they were behind a wall. Then they had a little counter behind the wall.
Yeah.
Then it went to like a slot the size of like a shoebox.
Okay.
Then it went to a little slot.
Uh-huh.
And then they were shut down.
Okay.
It didn't last long. Ooh, listen. Catalina has one eye that's blue and one eye that's brown.
Is it really?
Oh, she's cute, man.
I saw a photo of her. But how do you know? You're seeing the photo of her?
IMDb.
Oh, really?
Plus, I'm staring right into her eyes.
You know, my sister has some kind of deficiency. Both my brother and my dad had this, and my sister. They have their eyeball. It's part gray and part dark brown. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they said it didn't develop right when they were being born. I guess
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, that's a little bit of a
she's in
history.
A new TV series too called Now with Andy Dick.
Oh, really?
You know Andy Dick?
Yeah, of course I know him.
Remember him?
Yeah, of course I know him. Wow, she's done a lot. I was like...
Well, she's starting.
But she's, I think this show that, or this movie that she's in, I think she produced and wrote it.
What, Carolina?
Oh, hold on. Is this Veronica? Hold on. Let me just, Jeff, talk a minute. I want to talk.
Okay, we're seeing what's going on with Catalina. Let's see if she's hunkered down in her house and see what's happening exactly. We have no idea what's going on. But you got to pick up today. If you don't, go online and look at the New York Post if you're not going out. You got to see Broadway. Go to earthcam.com and check out the cameras. Look at Times Square. You've never seen it like this, except during a coronavirus outbreak. That's how you've seen it. I mean, they don't know. They're saying, baseball might not start until June. This year.
Wow, really?
Usually starts in like, baseball season will be starting in like 10 days.
We have some big news, too, regarding Tom Brady, right?
Tom Brady? Yeah, well, it's everything everybody knows by now.
Well, okay. Well, he's not coming back to the Patriots.
He's leaving the Patriots.
Well.
Like anybody cares about that right now.
I know. Veronica's calling right now. She called myself. She's like, oh my God, I forgot. We call the studio. I forgot to. We've got to call the studio line. Oh,
the studio line. Yeah. My cell phone, all right? Which the whole world has, by the way. Every once in a while I get a creepy phone call from somebody.
Really?
Who's afraid to say anything to me. Hello? Hello?
Jeff, remember when I was in Barcelona, people would send me, call you, your wife is cheating on you. Remember, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, seriously? I'm on a comedy show, guys. Why would you call my husband about that?
Well, they thought they had a feeling you were cheating on me.
Oh, please, please.
Why would you cheat on this? Look at this.
Hold on, let's see.
Why would you cheat?
Keep talking, Veronica.
No reason. I know. No reason to cheat. You're having trouble getting a hold of her, right?
No. I think she got the wrong phone number. Hold on a second. Ooh. Keep talking.
No, I'm watching right now. I'm talking. I'm just looking at my Facebook. By the way, don't believe anything people write on Facebook.
Oh, God. There's so many.
God, stop
already. At some point, Jeff, I have to stop watching the news. I started watching.
Here we go. Here's our phone. All right.
Peppa Pig with a baby. Anyway.
It's Peppa Pig with a baby. Hello?
Hello. I'm Catalina. I'm ready to transfer you.
Go ahead, Veronica. Gracias.
Hello, Veronica. Hey, how are you? Hunkered down for the virus?
I am indoors, locked up, just like everybody else.
Good. Hey, I got a good deal on toilet paper if you need it.
Me too. We can, you know, we can sit there and blow up some ideas here. Okay. You have extra sauce or do you have, like, the extra rolls? Tell me what you got.
Yeah, I got good stuff here, man. I got good brand. It's 2-ply. It's nice and comfortable, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Disgusting.
I got it. Just in case, I'm keeping my CVS receipts. We're just keeping them just in case. You never know.
Excellent.
There you go.
Hold on, sweetheart.
Okay.
Hold on.
In camp, we used our hand, you know.
Hi, Catalina. I have a team for you.
Hi.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Catalina. Hey. It's Carolina and Jeff. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
We're
are
doing.
You guys hanging in there?
We're doing
yeah.
well.
Are you hunkered down somewhere?
Yeah. Thankfully, I live in a pretty like high-rise building that has a convenience store,
oh, wow.
a first floor, and a gym. So I don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's great.
Are you in California?
Yeah.
Are you in California?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay. All right.
Is the coronavirus situation as serious as New York? Because New York is basically shut down right
now.
Man. We are stuck in our homes for 2 weeks. Yeah. We are. New York is actually closed.
Basically.
Oh, my God. Well, I know that they just closed down, like, all restaurants. You can only get takeout. And all fitness centers, gyms, studios, they're closed down, which is kind of a big thing here. Like, people like to work out and go to independent private studios. Those are all shut down.
Right.
So, well, you I saw a photo of you. You're gorgeous, by the way. You're gorgeous.
I can't stop looking in your eyes.
Jeff was telling me you have a is it true?
You
have a
IMDb says you have one eye that's one color and one that's the other. And I know the one picture, it does look that way.
Is it true?
Yeah, it's called the heterochromia, I believe. And it's one is like green with like a brown spot and the other is blue. But it depends on like the weather, like it kind of changed. So they're a little weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And what is that from? Is that hereditary from your parents or what?
Yeah, I mean it's genetic. I think one day I read that it's like a weird mutation of some sort, but I was like, I mean that's fine.
You don't look weird. You don't look weird to me, and that's my wife. That's the other partner here.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
He's allowed to flirt.
I think
right
I'm
now.
A mutant of some sort.
Excellent. Yeah, you're a very attractive mutant.
So, Catalina, wow. before we talk about the movie you're in right now, you've done a lot. Jeff was telling me, right, Jeff?
You're doing a bunch of you're in. I see you're in a movie coming up with Bruce Willis. You're in a TV series with Andy Dick. Is Bruce Willis a nice guy? I've heard conflicting stories.
Sorry, what? Can you say that one more time?
No, I said I see you're in a movie. You're in a movie coming up with Bruce Willis. You're doing a bunch of stuff. You're in a TV series soon with Andy Dick. You've been working a lot, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, it's been. It's been a hard road, but I'm definitely booking some stuff. And
good.
I wrote this featurette film called Carolina, which has gotten a lot of traction. We recently premiered in Miami, and we have a New York premiere coming up. So,
oh wow,
I'm super
really?
Excited about that.
When is it?
We've got a May 6th premiere. It's at Downtown Urban Arts Festival, New York.
Oh,
and I believe their website is duafnyc.com.
We'd love to go.
Yeah, we're definitely going to go. We're definitely going to cover an interview
you
there.
You guys should totally go.
Catalina, you wrote and produced the movie?
I did, yeah. I wrote the movie. I also co-wrote it with director Joe Fiannes in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I executive produced it from L.A. We shot it in Miami, and I started it.
Oh,
and
wow.
it's pretty intense. It's a psychological thriller, and it's a really intense film.
Could you give us a little synopsis of what the movie's about?
Yeah, Carolina is a has-been actress. So she used to be famous, but she had a public mental health breakdown. So she had to kind of take a career hiatus and sort of get her life together.
Wow.
And one day, in the middle of her cleaning up her life, she gets a call from her agent, and he has a last-minute audition for her. So she's gotta decide whether she's gonna jump back into the world that possibly caused her mental health breakdown initially, or you know, keep keep taking care of herself.
Wow. Well, I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer. It looks...
Oh, what did you guys think?
Oh, my God. I definitely want to see it. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to see it now because it's yeah, I wanted to see it, right, Jeff?
Yeah. So how long does it take to write some... How intense is the writing process for a film? Like, how many pages is a film like this? How long does it take to get this stuff done? Something like that.
I think it was like 29 or 30 pages, and it took us a month and a half. I wrote down the story initially, like everything I wanted to happen in it, and I'd never written a script before. But then I gave it to Joe Xianes, and he created an arch nemesis for my character.
Ooh.
So, and that wasn't something that I had originally thought of, but it made the story so much more fun and interesting. And yeah, just a month and a half of back and forth. Wow. He was in Miami, I was in LA, and we just kind of like did it. Yeah.
But it's not based on anybody in particular, is it? Or is it just based on...
Not really. I mean, I'm in the industry, so I knew... I mean, the film deals with a lot of like trauma and possibly in the industry, like Hollywood and stuff. And so I'd seen a lot of things, and I really wanted to create a film about like the triggers of mental health trauma, because I feel like when somebody has a mental health breakdown, like we hear it, you know, especially if they're a public figure, like we hear what they did or what the result of that was on the news, but we never hear like what happened leading up to it.
That's
so
true.
I really wanted to focus on like we don't know, you know, what causes Kanye to go crazy, right? When he goes crazy, right? Like we don't know how stressed out he is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of create some empathy for her. And also show like the results of trauma, like
I can't wait
just
to
what
that
leads to as an adult. Yeah.
So Catalina, do you think you'll keep acting, or is writing going to be your main focus right now?
I'm definitely going to keep acting. I mean, like you said, I'm definitely going to be in that film with Bruce Willis. They were actually shooting in Puerto Rico, you know, because of the whole coronavirus thing, they had to postpone the shoot, but we're definitely going back and we're going to finish that.
Yeah,
Sorry?
No, I was going to say, everything's shut down here in New York. I do background acting here in New York, and I haven't gotten a project notice in 2 weeks. It's all done for now.
Everything's shut down.
I think the seasons are done. I think the TV season is wrapped. Whatever. I think, you know, there's going to be a big backlog. I think September is going to be very busy. They're saying everything's going to get done in September. The Kentucky Derby. I mean, everything's going to be moved. It's going to be a busy fall season. You know, I hope your premiere happens here in New York in May. I really hope that does happen.
Thank you. I really hope so, too. I've got tickets already. So.
Oh, okay.
Let's hope that goes through.
We'll be hitting our publicist for Veronica, too, for tickets, too. Listen, Catalina, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I can't wait to see Carolina opening May 6th here in New York. So continued success, and please come back on the podcast. The next time you're in New York, you have to come to our studios.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you about other stuff, you know. And then I have a Carolina right here. She's had a little bit of a breakdown, but nothing too bad, you know.
So funny. Oh, my God. I love that you guys are Latino and representing.
Claro. Catalina, one more thing. Where can people see you? Do you have an Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, I've got an Instagram. It's at the Catalina V, and the Catalina's with a K. I stay off Twitter. Otherwise, I feel like I'd fight the whole world.
Oh, okay.
That's good. That's good. It's a good move. It'll kill you, that. Twitter will kill you,
yeah,
I'm telling
you. Very true.
Yeah.
All right. Catalina, un
thanks,
abrazo.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much. Un abrazo. Cuídate. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Thanks.
She was cool.
Yeah, she's nice.
You
right?
always have to throw in your background acting jab. Oh, my God.
Well,
really?
I am a background actor, you know, Carolina. I'm not an extra.
Oh, my God. Everyone's texting me. So, Jeff, let's go back. So it is St. Patrick's Day. I got to tell you, my mother-in-law the other day was making corned beef, right? Which I don't think, have I ever had it?
Yeah,
I've
corned
had brisket.
Corned beef is brisket. I believe the difference
is
that...
Your mother said no. Your mother said no, it's not.
Same cut of meat.
She said no, it wasn't.
You're wrong.
No.
The other person there said it is the same cut of meat.
Anybody Irish listen to the podcast? I don't know.
Hey Siri, are brisket and corned beef the same thing? I found this on the web.
Just a sec. Okay. I found this on the web for a brisket.
Oh, they're
it's the same?
I have a recipe that calls for a brisket. Brisket and corned beef the same. They're both beef, but not the same thing. Fresh beef brisket is like a big roast. Corned beef starts out as beef brisket and is brine cured. So it's the same meat. It's just that it's put in brine to give it that
like corn. A wine, right? Like a like
is it
a...
No, brine is like salt and stuff. Corned beef has a very distinctive taste when I used to eat it.
I
was never a fan. I actually
I've never
liked,
had it.
It's all right. I mean,
you know, growing up in my house, we had arroz con frijoles, beef
all right,
steak,
you're Spanish.
A plátano. So if you ask my mother, call my mother if you want.
Burger King.
If you ask my mother, can I tell you something? We didn't have Burger King a lot. My mother didn't believe in fast food places. We did go to Burger King, but my mother loved making fresh food at home. Like, for example,
so
Jeff,
my mother.
I would come home, like, you know how you come home for lunch, like when you're in first, second grade?
Yeah.
My mother would, I would come home. You white people have your peanut butter jelly sandwiches. You know what we'd come home to? Excuse me, rice and beans, and a piece of steak, each one of us.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. It's like, it was like a whole huge meal.
My mother made chicken every Sunday.
Yeah, she still makes chicken all the time.
Not every Sunday, though.
Jeff, let's get with me now. Let's get with before
the
we...
Chicken,
before.
Every Sunday, the house smelled like chicken.
Oh, our house always smelled like steak. Yeah, and you know what's embarrassing? Every time I'd go out, I was like in third grade. My clothing always smelled like rice and beans, like Crisco oil.
By the way, you didn't speak any Spanish to that girl. She speaks Spanish.
Does she really? She says she's
bilingual.
I said to her at the end.
At the end, she's probably wondering, where's the Spanish in this?
Yeah. Okay. But she didn't respond back to me when I said goodbye in Spanish.
You said claro. Yes. That's the only word you said.
Hey, by the way, get with me. You know who died, Jeff? Stella. Modern Family, the dog died.
Stella!
She passed away shortly after they filmed the last taping
of
Modern Family.
That's weird. You know, Modern Family was really good this season. I gotta say, you know, it was a good show. The whole run, it was good. The kids, you know, as these kids get older, they're a little funky on TV sometimes.
Yeah.
But it was a good run for a TV show. It's ending in 3 weeks. I believe the last...
Is it really,
three episodes are coming up.
Yeah, the kids are all grown up. I mean,
yeah, but,
is that...
but the characters were really good.
Really?
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm gonna miss Gloria. I love Gloria. I love
oh my God,
characters.
they made some jokes the first season that they couldn't make now. Who called me? Who's this?
Jeff.
Who is that? Oh, okay. I got a notification about something.
Jeff, Amal, you know who Amal Clooney is? That's George Clooney's wife.
Yes, she has Corona.
She doesn't have Corona.
Okay.
They are critiquing her sister because of the whole coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
The sister is selling luxury face masks.
Really? How much are they each?
I don't... Hang on one second. Let me see.
$349.
But they're like designer face masks.
You like how I told Veronica?
$30 each.
How much?
$30 each.
Oh, that sounds bad as I thought.
Yeah. But look at them. See it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The guy who delivered our pizza list that had a weird face mask on.
Did he really?
He looked like he could rob a bank.
Really?
Yeah. Hurry. Well, I've got toilet paper for sale right here.
They've got a... There's a pizzeria by my mom's house. I won't give the name away, okay? You can see it. I think it's on my Instagram. But with each pie you order, they also include a roll of toilet paper.
No.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
That's nice.
I'll let you know the town, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Did you see the claw machine with the toilet paper roll?
Yes, that's a meme.
Posting?
That's a meme.
It's fake.
Come on, that's a meme.
It's not real. It can't be real.
Yeah. Let me do just a little public announcement here. Anybody have a restaurant? They are having just takeout right now. It's closed. You want to, give your information here on this podcast? You can call us. You can text Jeff, 516-637-3254. You can call me or text me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. We also, Jeff, are going to have my friend, who do I say? Oh, El Asadero Restaurant in New Rochelle, New Jersey. Okay, so we're going to have
New
her on.
New Rochelle, New Jersey.
Mary Joel Duran.
New Rochelle is in New York.
Rochelle Park. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm lost. Rochelle Park.
Thank God I'm here. Can you imagine what this show would be like with this one giving out horrible, wrong information?
Stop. Jeff, get with Vina. Are you done?
Okay. By the way, if you live in Huntington, New York or anywhere around there and you like Greek food, Zaro's
Is
doing takeout and delivery. I got a text from Zaro's, one of our favorite places. Takeout and delivery only. I didn't tell Edmund I'm doing this, or Tatiana, the owners, but 631-271-4400 for really good Greek food.
Yeah.
They do Italian too, actually.
They do. They're amazing.
They used to have pizzas. They don't do pizzas anymore.
But they have amazing food. So, you know,
it's so good.
Support
Zaro's,
your local restaurants.
631-271-4400, takeout and pickup only.
Okay, wait a minute.
No sitting in the restaurant now. All right, I'm dialing. Calm down. Oh.
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Oh, hold on. He didn't get disconnected, did he?
Yeah.
First of all, I heard that a lot of companies, credit card companies, I don't know how true this is, will not be charged. What? what?
No.
Really?
Let me send him a message.
Well, Wabin is quarantined right now because one of his kids' teachers has coronavirus, so they have to be home right now. Wow. They're home for the next 2 weeks.
That is messed up, man.
Yeah. So he texted me a couple days ago that they were home. Did he change his number? I don't think he did.
No, it's the same. It's the right number I got on the phone. Yeah. Definitely the correct phone number.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Let me see. What else is going on, Jeff?
Hold on. I had stuff in the...
Listen, if you are feeling a little stir crazy at home, the Met's Best Operas will be free online. A lot of people, Jeff, I don't know if you've watched Instagram this morning. A lot of people are offering, trainers are offering free classes on their websites for 2 weeks.
Really?
You know, so that's how long they're saying that we're going to have to be quarantined for.
At least two weeks, right?
At least. So
This could go on for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, I think a couple malls in Jersey are shutting down too, you said?
I heard Paramus malls were closing today.
The Americana also here in Long Island, the Miracle Mile malls, as a lot of people know.
Really,
that
Carol?
Is closed.
How are people going to get their Gucci items in? Tell me.
By the way, you know what Louis Vuitton is doing? I have to applaud them for this.
What are they doing?
Louis Vuitton. They stopped
free purses for everybody.
Stop production of their perfume. Instead, they are making sanitizers in their bottles.
I heard that other companies, they're trying to get Ford and some other companies to use their production line to make some sort of equipment to help it. I don't know what kind of equipment. You know?
But anyway, Louis Vuitton is making the sanitizers in their bottles. I thought that was excellent.
Really?
And I applaud them. They're trying to stay on top of everything. You know,
what do you think, Carolina? Hakuna Corona.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Corona.
What a wonderful phrase.
What a terrible virus.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna virus.
Ain't no
it really sucks. We're stuck in the house every single day. It's our problem free. This virus stinks. Are you going to get sick of your wife soon?
Oh, gosh. We have.
All right. Okay. It was on the fly. What can I tell you?
Jeff, so did you hear about this? Brazilian prisons have had mass escapes of their prisoners because of the coronavirus.
They don't want to be in there.
Now they don't want to be in there. This a lot of prisoners have escaped in Brazil.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Let me see. Orlando Bloom told everybody, I don't know why we care about this. He didn't have sex for 6 months before Katy Perry.
Oh, that's nice.
You didn't either. Remember? I didn't give it to you for like a year. Remember?
That's nice. So he plugged her with a super load, and that's what, that's what made them. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Harvey Weinstein. Caroline turned 68 in jail on
Thursday.
Really?
To his birthday?
Thursday.
Oh, wow.
I'm not really wishing my happy... I mean, you know, he did bad things, obviously.
Hey, listen, Jeff, what do you think of this? Queens-born rapper says minorities can't catch coronavirus.
He's crazy.
Waka Flocka. Do you know who that is?
I've heard Waka Flocka Flame, right?
Isn't Waka Flocka says minorities cannot catch coronavirus.
We happen to have Waka Flocka Flame. Oh, we don't have him on the show.
No.
But it'd be great to get... You know what I keep thinking? We can get, like... I mean, we got Catalina on, who's like a real star.
Oh, yeah.
We could probably get like other stars on because what are they doing right now? There's no production going on.
No, there's not.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me what productions I've been in, Carolina, when I told her about my background acting.
Jeff, look at this, Jeff. A strip club in New York is offering free online dances.
Oh, my God. Where is that? Can I log on right now?
No.
I would
it's
like to log on right now.
Die Happy Tonight, a New York-based members-only strip club for the modern discerning men, is launching virtual reality lap dances.
I love
virtual reality lap dances.
Discerning men. Guys who like boobs, okay?
Yeah, okay?
Which is like everyone on the planet.
Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
I told you.
And also the porn industry is halting shooting, their porn movies because
shooting.
Of the coronavirus.
You and your shooting joke. You and your shooting masturbation joke.
Anyway, anything else going on?
No, everything's shut down.
Yeah.
So here in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, they all kind of made a pact. So I believe, like, you can't. And Trump said no gatherings over 10 people yesterday.
Yeah. And remember, Jeff, it went from 500 to 250.
50 to 10 to 50. To 50
10 and
10.
Then.
Soon it's going to be kill yourself.
No, shut
you up. Can't be with yourself anymore. And so before the virus kills you, just take yourself out right now. The world is ending. They postponed the primary in Ohio.
Yeah.
So there's the presidential primary was supposed to come up, but that has been postponed. There was some other story that I saw, some other wacky thing I saw. But I mean, Trump sort of like stepped up to the plate a little bit. He looked a little bit better than he did when he first reacted to this thing, right?
You know, I think he was a little lost. Hold on, there goes my mic.
Because
Jeff, this is something the world has never, ever experienced before.
Right.
Probably never will again, because I think we'll be more prepared this time. But it's something, can I tell you something? I don't know about you, but the last couple of days, I've been feeling a little tense, you know, just a little tense.
Yeah, well, of course. Imagine if you owned a restaurant.
Oh, gosh.
Because these guys in the paper that own a place called Schnipper's Quality Kitchen.
Yeah.
And they say that these two guys that own this place in the city, and they say that takeout revenue is just not, and delivery revenue is just not going to do it. I mean, these places make their money of people coming in.
I know.
And sitting down, having parties.
I hope that a lot of these restaurants, I hope that this virus does not, I don't know if I'm being stupid in saying this, but I hope this virus does not last more than 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't think nobody knows, but I'm praying that nobody really suffers a lot from this, you know, their businesses.
They keep telling you it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, but I'm just
let me try with me one more time. Maybe it was just the fact that maybe a lot of people are making phone calls. You know,
maybe everyone's calling Webby and see what's going on with it because he is home. I'm like, oh my god!
I wrote, can you call? It's an Indian answer bank.
Let me. I'm texting
maybe
my
I was calling the wrong number. Let's see. No, it's the right number. Definitely the right number. And Lee didn't change his number, and that's right.
There he goes.
See?
Oh.
Webin.
Yeah.
Carolina, you're on the podcast. Are you okay?
I'm fucking perfectly fine.
Oh, wow. So I was telling everybody that you are quarantined at home, right, with your family right now?
I'm still quarantined. I haven't drowned in the bathtub because God is big.
What happened?
You're in the bathtub? What?
No, I haven't drowned in the bathtub because God is good.
Because
I want to kill myself because I'm tired of just staring at these walls.
What did I just say? I just said, you know, now it's like kill yourself. First it was don't gather in groups of 500, 250. I just said 2 seconds ago, now kill yourself.
Oh, my God. But being so, let me tell you, so how long have you been home now with the family?
Well, we got the word on Saturday, was it? Sunday. We got the word on Sunday that somebody was infected in my kid's school, and we all had to quarantine for till the 27th of March.
Oh my God!
So it's been kind of hectic. When you're not used to being home in the mornings, you know, because one thing is that people don't realize, but weekends is one thing. During the week is another.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the kids have to do the schooling here, and you know, because everything has to be the way they're doing it here is that everything has to be like during school. So they start school at 8:45. Everybody's got to sit down on the table. You know.
Really? Wow.
The thing is that my daughter likes to pick on Francisco. Francisco likes to pick on my daughter. So at 8:00, at 8:45 in the morning, I'm yelling and screaming.
Oh my God!
Meanwhile, you know, I'm used to at 8:45 be in Barcelona and doing my thing. Now, honestly, yes, I miss my kids, but I really could be without their faces for a couple.
But how about you and Claudia? Are you guys okay? Because
bang me again, bang me again.
We're good. A lot of sex.
They
said after this, all this is said and done, you're gonna see a lot of women pregnant, a lot of women,
a lot of babies. Right?
Yeah, Webby might be a daddy again.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I was spayed and neutered, so I can't have kids.
Oh, that's right.
Is that effective? I mean, like 100% guaranteed you can't get her pregnant?
Well, if my wife gets pregnant, then we got to find out who the dad is.
Wait, I mean, how about food? Are you guys set up for food? I mean, you're okay and everything?
Oh, we got a shitload of food. My wife was great with that. She went to the supermarket on Friday. She fought with Black women for toilet paper. She did her thing, man.
Wow, good.
I really have to give it to my wife. Yeah.
They call
it the Mayweather of shopping.
You don't drink alcohol, right?
No, no, No alcohol, nothing like that. You know, all we drink here is soda, water, and juice. That's it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Kool-Aid, man. Wow, yeah. Kool-Aid.
Listen, my friend, we're okay. It's our first day. It's my first day here at the house. I already had to go to Target to buy Jackson some milk, all right?
I give you till about 5 o'clock when you want to just strangle Jeff.
Her strangle me. Fucking lunatic, well, I'm with here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but Wavine, you saw, though, the divorce rate because of the everybody being quarantined at home with their spouses is high in China right
now. There's probably going to be a very high murder rate suddenly.
Oh, stop.
I saw that news story about the Chinese people being on the rise on divorce and stuff like that. But I understand it because, you know, when you work 8 hours a day or whatever, at least when you come home, you got something to talk about. When you're looking at your spouse 24 hours a day, it's like, damn. And the thing is that you can't even go out. Like, I can't go out. Nobody should go out to the street at all. We got the National Guard out on the street. If they see you, they're gonna question you and do all types of stuff.
Well, you live close to Teaneck, so I know Teaneck is like a... where there are a lot of people that
a
hot spot for coronavirus, right?
Yeah, it's a hot spot. I don't get it, man. This was like a bunch of coronavirus.
I wonder why Westchester too. You have there's a couple areas in Westchester that are hot spots too. I'm wondering why though.
Well, it's usually
because I guarantee you one sucker had it.
Yep.
Started spreading around. You know, the neighbor that's very catty. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happened with that lawyer in Westchester. He was a chatty guy.
Oh, yeah.
He gave it to everyone.
Yeah, he gave it to a lot of people, this guy.
Oh, wow.
And then his family didn't know they had it, so they went around and went to places, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to remember, this thing's been around for weeks, and people have been behaving like they don't have anything. So there's people that have gone to weddings and parties and ridden the train and gone to concerts. A lot of people have this thing right now. It's just not going to kill as many people as, you know, as it did in Italy, because although we've taken a little while, we're suddenly just, you know, you're going to be hunkered down, hopefully, to kill this thing off, you know?
Yeah, but Jeff was just telling me that it's not confirmed yet, but it looks like everyone will be getting a paycheck.
Everybody's going to get some money from the government, Wabin, you know?
Yes, Mnuchin said that he's talking to Congress and Senate to be able to get at least $1,000 to each American. You know, for the working American, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Unfortunately, we're going to have a lot of Latinos that do wrong things asking for money when they don't deserve it. Trust me. And I say Latinos because, yes, I am one of those people that will register to try to get $1,000 when I don't need it. Yes, I will do that.
I think everybody's in the same boat with me. I don't think it's just you. I think it's everybody that people that live paycheck to paycheck. There are businesses that, you know what, Jeff, they live by what people come, you know, their customers coming in and spending money, you know?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the whole world, you know, that's it, man. It's trouble.
Yeah.
All
by the way, I named my dog Miguel Jimenez so he could get a paycheck.
That's a good idea.
Listen, my friend, we love you. Take care and just, you know, be safe, okay? And say hi to the fam. We love you, all right?
All right. We love you too, guys. Say bye to Uncle Jeff. Say bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, kids.
I miss them. See bye, guys.
All right, I'm going to throw you out of the first floor window. Goodbye.
Bye. Take care.
Okay. Hey,
wow.
Jeff, before we're out of here, let's get Mary Joel Duran. Let me give you her phone number. Hang on a second.
We're getting her on the show.
Yes, she wants to promote her business. Hold on 1 second. Let me just tell her right now. Hold on.
Is this her home number you give me?
This is her cell number. Yes. Do you have her cell number?
No.
Hold on. Yeah, so guys, if you have a business, you want to promote it, just, you know, give us a call and come on the show. We will not charge you. You want to tell people, you know, what the menu is, you know, delivery. How far you deliver, you know, because I know a lot of places have a certain, you know, it's parameter, Jeff, right, where they deliver?
Yes, of course. So, you know, if you don't have a place near you, try a place near us.
This is Mary Joel Duran. She was the anchor.
Hello.
Mary Joel Duran. How are you? It's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Estás?
Oh my God! Just like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't give people a break. We just call. You're just on automatically.
I know.
There's no pre-interview, no nothing.
That's the way we roll, baby. That's
we're
the way
very
we roll.
Professional here, you know.
So we also had Mehdi's son, very talented. You know, Wadi Takduk. He was on the other day, a video gamer for the LA Lakers.
I like your kid, man. He's got his head together. He's yeah.
Yeah.
Jeb, don't feel bad. I'm from your era. I used to play Pac-Man.
You heard it, huh? Yeah, you know?
Wow, but anyway, Mehdi, let me ask you something first before we get to your restaurant. As a former anchor of Univision, coronavirus, what are your thoughts? Are we acting the right way, you know, being quarantined? What do you think?
I'm sorry. My husband is here playing something.
No.
I think that we have to take it very seriously. That we have to follow the orders, guidelines, take all the measures that are necessary, and we just have to see what people are living in Italy and Spain, and to know that this is real, that this is not a joke.
Yeah, it's scary for a lot of people. So, Mehdi, I know you have a restaurant, L'Asadero, in Rochelle Park, New Jersey. It's now closed, right? It's just takeout right now?
It's takeout and delivery only. Yes, it's affecting us very, very much.
It's got to, right? I mean, did you do takeout before this, or did you have to adapt to doing takeout?
I had to adapt because we only been open for 2 months.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We said, let's wait, you know, because I'm new in the business, and I wanted to take things very easy, you know, day by day, time by time, and learn.
Yeah.
But now, we are forced to do
takeouts
and delivery. Yeah.
Has that been successful for you guys so far? Is it slow to happen? Are people calling?
Yeah. Well, since we didn't have it before, it's slow, but people are calling.
Oh, that's good. Good. Mm-hmm. Mehdi, oh my God, Jeff, the food I heard is amazing. Mexican food. Mehdi, do you have any specialties there?
Of course we have. You know that our food is from Veracruz, from the region of Veracruz in Mexico.
Really?
And yes, the reason is for why it's from Veracruz is because my husband is from Veracruz.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that. You no sabía. So, wow. Let me tell you something. I hear, you got to go to Instagram, Jeff. Oh, my God. I see the food. I'm like, oh, my gosh. My mouth waters every time. As soon as this is over, we're going to go hit the restaurant, okay? Pero, Mehdi, dime la información. What phone number? Is there a website, Instagram? Where can people reach out to you and if they want a delivery?
Oh, yes. They can also call us at 201-909-8880. And we have elasaderomexicangrill.com also, where they can see our menu. We are in Rochelle Park. And and if they call, of course, we're going to be here. We're going to be here until 7 because, you know, the curfew is at 8.
Oh, that's right.
Home.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
I
forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we deliver until 7, from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Really?
Wow. That's a long stretch.
Because our pizzeria last night said they were making deliveries until midnight, but the store was closing at 8.
Yeah, but the curfew is only in New Jersey till 8 o'clock at night.
Really?
This is Long Island. It's different right now. That might change.
Do you have any Corona beer specials?
I knew.
Wait a minute.
Only Modelo and El Presidente.
Let me tell you. All of our beers are here. Okay.
Okay.
it goes down in here.
Oh my God, Mehdi, un abrazo fuerte and continued success. I mean, it's an amazing restaurant. Mehdi, one more time, give us the phone number.
Phone number again,
201-909-8880. And when all of this is over, God willing, it's going to be soon. I want to see you here, Jackson and Jeff. And Jeff, remember, we have to play Pac-Man.
I'm thinking, man, with this whole restaurant thing, not your place, but there's probably restaurants. Yours is new, but there's probably places that haven't been cleaned like this in years. So it's going to, like, restaurants are going to be so clean after this whole thing is over. You know what I mean? Like IHOP took out all the sticky. There's no syrup on the tables at IHOP anymore.
Really?
They took it out. You have to ask for it.
Oh, my God.
And you remember you would take the syrup out of those things would be all sticky because it was syrup at the bottom. But this is going to, like, get a clean. I mean, we're going to be, I think this is going to change our behavior forever.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know? Yeah, of course.
And I will play Pac-Man. Yeah. And like I told your son, I'll beat your pants off, Mary Joelle, all right?
I was never good at it, so don't worry about it.
Okay, all right.
Mary, un abrazo fuerte. We love you. Take care, okay?
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, yeah. See, I mean, she was never takeout before the restaurant.
No, no. So I'm sure a lot of restaurants have had to adapt to, you know, doing takeout and delivery because they need to survive, you know? And like she said, this is a new restaurant, Jeff. It's amazing. I don't know if you go on, I've seen the, maybe the other day I showed you Instagram.
Yeah.
Jeff, the seats are made out of saddles.
Really?
It's amazing. It's a gorgeous restaurant.
Oh,
they have mariachis all the time. And she'd been inviting me for the last couple of months. I just, you know, we didn't have time to do it, but we're definitely going to hit that place up. El Asadero Restaurant in New Rochelle, Rochelle Park, New Jersey. Yes, I'll put it on my Instagram also. Hey, guys, listen, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. Email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Okay. Again, if you want to come on the podcast, talk about whatever, coronavirus, your restaurant, whatever, call Jeff, 516-637-3254. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, do that. You can reach me at, where's my info?
Oh, my God.
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254. JJ the DJ at optonline.net.
Husbands and wives, you're in this together, so be nice to each other.
Yeah, I predicted that. I told Carolyn yesterday, the government's going to have to send us all money.
Yeah, good for that.
See, so I'm smart, right?
Yes, Jeff, you're so smart. Love you guys.
Enjoy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Yes. Have a couple inside, you know, feel good. And
stay safe, you know, stay safe, stay
catch
inside.
Catch a buzz and listen to this song, all right?
Yeah. Ciao.
That's how they show their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame. We winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came with a bagpipe, some music for the play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride.
Carolina Cadillo Show.
This
is a JJ production. Be safe, everybody. Wash your hands.
Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.